Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Just gone 8:36 Central African time, at the time of the morning, where we join our very own Member of Parliament, Ahmad Mansoor Sheikh Imam, a firebrand, a leader of the NFP, and someone that adds a value to radio also with his incisive thoughts and analysis. Ahmad Mansoor Sheikh Imam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tell me, how are you doing this fine, beautiful Sunday morning?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, a mashallah, beautiful day in the city of Durban. However, I think our counterparts in Gauteng are having a very difficult time under tremendous pressure in the last couple of weeks with the gas explosion and earthquake, I'm told. Have just hit certain parts of Gauteng. There's been explosions in Kempton Park, in Braamfontein, and of course, we know about the one in Bree Street. They've had some very adverse weather conditions recently, so let's make lots of dua for our brothers and sisters, particularly in the Gauteng province, who are going through a very difficult time right now. But otherwise, yes, I think it's a beautiful day in the city of Durban. I think, you know, we are very blessed, actually, in Durban. Almost all year round, you have good weather. Even during winter, you don't really feel the coldness. But on the political arena, Putin, some people are trying to score points on his non-attendance at the BRICS summit, which he might be attending through the Zoom or virtual platform. But, of course, the DA took the matter to court as well, just to try and score points. That's what it is. But what I think it clearly indicates, the Democratic Alliance's allegiance with the West. So no matter what you do in South Africa, it will not be about the masses. It will only always be about supporting the capitalist system. In fact, they lack consistency in my understanding of what is going on. They don't understand human rights violation. In fact, it's nothing. It's, I think, a superiority complex that they suffer from in my understanding and interpretation. And for that reason, they will blindly go out there and support the West with everything. So I think this is what we need to be very mindful of this in this country, where we are heading. If people cannot be objective, if they lack consistency, they support human rights violations in one area but not in the other, you know, raise concerns about one and not on the other, they are very selective. It's no difference to the ICC, which is selective when it comes to prosecutions, particularly in the African continent, whereas others like Putin, Bush, Blair, Netanyahu, all these people tend to be getting away with it. So, yes, indeed. But I can tell you that Putin will come back fighting. There's no doubt about it. I think the decision under the circumstances, particularly from the Putin perspective, I think it's commendable. We must thank him for taking the decision. Otherwise, he was going to make it very difficult for South Africa. On the other hand, it means that we are bowing to pressure from a country like the U.S., which is not even a signatory, not even a signatory to the Roman Statute, okay? Neither is Russia. So if you allow them to continue in this way, and we know it's all about the BRICS and other, you know, measures that are being put in place to try and move away from the dominance of the U.S. So we know these things, but be that as it may, it's a learning exercise, and I think we must come out and do likewise. And all those people that have, in one way or the other, responsible directly or indirectly for atrocities committed against our people all over the world, let's charge them all, you know, and let's see what happens then, you know. Perhaps that's the route we need to go. Now, there's some shocking news about Israeli fraud, they call it, about 130 Jews plus some top U.S. businessmen that are involved in marketing or selling of human organs, limbs and things of Palestinian women, children and things. And I'm told they have now been arrested and appearing in court. On the other hand, in terms of our liberation, of our freedom that we enjoy today, we have lost one of our stalwarts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest place in Jannah, inshallah. Dr. Farooq Mir has left us, was, you know, very much involved in the struggle for the freedom of our people, part of the Congress movement. But yes, indeed, you know, I guess at some time all of us have to go, but let us not forget the role and the sacrifices that many of these people have made so that we could be where we are today. Well, your friend, your very close-hearted friend, our King Mrs. Zulu, has come out saying that Lobola must be reduced to try and reduce gender-based violence. So I think this king is at least coming out and making there's a lot of initiatives actually by the king, if you really look at it, compared to what we've had in the last decade by the former king, Goodwill Zwelithini. But yeah, these are just some of the things, but I think we should all come together as South Africans and wish our Banyana best luck in their match today. I think it's against Sweden, is it, that they are playing? I think they, under very difficult circumstances, limited funding, very little recognition that they get for their contribution. I think we need to come together and wish them well. Of course, not forgetting our Springboks soon, but our Banyana, I think we need to rally behind them and so that they could actually make us proud. Remember, they have very limited funding here. We don't even have a women's football league like you have, you know, in men's football. And that makes it very difficult for you to identify talent and things like that. And development is at an all-time low in sports in the country. So it's worse when it comes to women in any event. So I think the time has come when we need to pay more attention to that so that we could also develop. We are a nation of 62 million people, brothers. But look at where we are when it comes to sports, where we were and where we are today. Yeah, these are just some of the things I think for this morning. If there's anything else, I'd be well.
I noticed our engineer putting up here. He says, Jews will be 70 minutes. So in other words, by 8:50, we'll have to wrap up. Farouk Sarkot has sent in quite a few questions here. I'm going to read it out to you because Farouk too is also an... you know, someone that follows the politics very closely. And, you know, his analysis to all are quite brilliant. Farouk says, number one, Ahmad Manzoor Sheikh Imam, Assalamu Alaikum.
Sounds like why are we, for Brother yeah, Farouk.
Yeah, this is what okay. He says. Why are we waiting for BRICS? Number two, OIC to meet with Russia and China and the African Union. He says, an ideal opportunity to deliver the TKO like Muhammad Ali. Float like a butterfly and sting like the bee, but knock them on the chin, Muhammad Ali. And he says it will definitely give the West a food for thought or a dinar that should be brought or bought. So in other words, you know, he's trying to implement the Gaddafi system where he says one currency for the world, the dinar, one currency for Africa, the dinar, and one president for the United States of Africa, Gaddafi at that time. But how do you respond to Farouk there, Ahmad?
Well, he takes me back down memory lane, first of all. And Jazakallah for your questions and comments this morning. They are most welcome. He takes me down memory lane. Also reminds me of my late brother, because the days of Muhammad Ali, remember, no TV, nothing. We used to have this little radios. And I know we used to get up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning to listen to this live coming in, those knockout punches of our Muhammad Ali, former name, Cassius Clay, that was his name, the greatest. Yes, he really made, you know, some. I think his fights were really something many people in the world really looked forward to. So even though we couldn't see it, but we could hear it, we could actually hear it when he was knocking them out. How you like that one, buddy? But coming back to the issue of BRICS, yes, I think BRICS need to strengthen. I see Algeria has just offered an X amount to join BRICS as well. Many other countries are showing interest. It's time to come together, accelerate that process. We might become a formidable force to be reckoned with, you understand, counter the IMF, and World Bank and all these institutions that are controlled, even these organizations, you'll have some influence over the organization that are controlled by the West, like NATO and all these things, because eventually we all know money talks. You got the money, you can achieve anything in the world to them. But I think it's important that they need to accelerate this. I go back to what the late leader Muammar Gaddafi has always said, one currency, that is what we need. African continent, one president. I don't think you'll achieve it because all these African presidents, everybody wants to be a president today. It's like everybody wants to be a chief with no Indians. So that's how difficult the situation is. But again, I want to say, the faster we move to try and make this a reality, I think the better it is going to be for the world. Listen, it's going to come at a price, I must be honest with you. The West is just not going to sit back and accept. They believe they are superior. They want to dominate. I don't know, you know. The problem is the rest of the world is even, you know, to some extent, afraid to take on the likes of the USA and others. But I think the time has come. You have got, you know, many of these nations, if you look at Russia and China and many others, they've even got nuclear weapons. They've got, they must be prepared because the U.S. is not going to let down, I can tell you, so easily. And the U.S. economy is crumbling at this point in time in any case. So I think it's important that we need to, this lesson that we're learning now about Putin in any case, it's how they want to hold you hostage, threatening to pull out of the AGOA agreement and things like that. So in other words, and they're giving a tool for opposition parties in South Africa, particularly the likes of DA, which promotes the West all the time. It's giving them ammunition to take on the ruling party or, you know, those that support or oppose the U.S. and their domination of the world. So we need to be very, very careful about this. I think to a large extent, this will cost us DA and Tsing in the next election, because I think people are waking up to exactly what is happening. People are understanding better what is happening in Russia, Ukraine, who is responsible, why is this war taking place, who is benefiting from it, and the mayhem and chaos that some of these countries like the U.S. and others have created all over the world. And of course, on this one particularly, it's exposing the ICC on the inconsistency when it comes to dealing with criminals. So I think it's giving a lot of exposure, and it will also be making people wiser on the ground. So this education, it became an educational process the way I see it. But perhaps we need to retaliate in exactly the same way on all others as well. You know, that we know for a fact that have committed atrocities directly or indirectly against people all over the world.
Well, Ahmed, you know, Allah bless you for that. The Quran is coming up shortly, as I said, 70 minutes. Allah bless you for your time that you take out to make this program a success at ease. You have a mashallah beautiful day ahead, Ahmed. We will talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.